This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, September 15th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Millions of refugees have fled to Turkey, especially from Syria. Turkey is a Muslim-majority nation, but many of the refugees have turned to Christ. They are treated as infidels, so many keep their Christianity a secret. The Worldview spoke to Amy Cotton of Christian Aid Mission about the situation of Christian converts in Turkey.
There are a lot of Muslims there, and so there is a fear. Many Syrian refugees are coming from a Muslim background, and so for them to acknowledge their faith in Jesus Christ and see him more than just, you know, he's taught in Islam that Jesus is a prophet like Muhammad, but Muhammad is greater in the Islamic religion. And so for them to see the love of Christ, for them to see people that are reaching out to them unselfishly and serving in the name of Jesus, they are curious.
Two women leading a Christian children's camp in China were detained by communist authorities for, quote, indoctrinating minors with superstitious beliefs, unquote, reported the Gospel Herald. Zhu Yanhua and Gao Ming of the Yining County Church were about to take a group of children to the Christian camp when they were arrested on August 4th and detained for over a week. Chinese law bans religious teaching for children under the age of 18. But God says, bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6:4. Last Saturday, three Iranian Christian converts were charged with, quote, acting against national security, unquote, and illegally consuming alcohol during Holy Communion, according to International Christian Concern. If found guilty, the punishment will probably be flogging. Meanwhile, in Germany, over the past 2 years, over 3,500 Muslim refugees have converted to Christianity and been baptized. The survey conducted by the German Evangelical Association, named IDEA, reported that most of the converts have come from Iran, Iraq, and Syria. Some even converted in their former countries before coming to Germany, where they received baptism and could practice Christianity openly. Acts 2:38 and 41 says, then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. Public schools in Youngstown, Ohio are striking all references to intelligent design and creationism from their curriculum. School District CEO Krish Mohip announced the decision after creationist Adnan Oktar shared a video on creationism in Youngstown classrooms, reported the Gospel Herald. Proverbs 10:4 says, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all of his thoughts. Three sources close to Hillary Clinton told WorldNet Daily that the Democratic presidential nominee has stage 3 Parkinson's disease. The National Parkinson's Foundation describes stage 3 of the disease. Quote, loss of balance and slowness of movements are hallmarks of this phase. Falls are more common, unquote. Hillary Clinton's bad health over the weekend may be showing in the polls. Donald Trump has picked up a 5-point lead in Ohio over Clinton, according to a Bloomberg poll yesterday. Trump came in at 44%, Hillary at 39%, with Libertarian Party nominee Gary Johnson at 10% and Green Party nominee Jill Stein at 3%. Terrorism expert Sebastian Gorka stated on Saturday that 110 ISIS-linked militants have been arrested or killed in the United States since 2014. Gorka criticizes the political correctness of the U.S. government on the issue as a danger to American citizens, according to the Christian Post. In a rare occurrence, Tropical Storm Julia formed over land in Jacksonville, Florida on Tuesday evening. CNN reports the storm is forecasted to head northeast with strong winds along the coast, dropping 10 inches of rain in certain parts of South Carolina and Georgia. Latin America music star Juan Luis Moreira Luna, better known as Wizen, and his wife Yumera, recently gave testimony to their choice for life. According to LifeSite News, their daughter Victoria was diagnosed with trisomy 13 before birth. Doctors often recommend abortion, unfortunately, in the case of this rare genetic condition, and many parents choose to murder their children. Wizen and his wife rejected the advice to murder. Yumera said, quote, "Don't abort your babies, even when doctors recommend it. Doctors try to convince you that abortion is right, but that's not the path God wants us to choose, because we are not the ones to decide the life and death of a human being, even our own children. Trust that God has a perfect plan, even if we do not know why or know how," unquote. Deuteronomy 30:19 could not be more clear. "I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live." And that's the worldview on this Thursday, September 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.